For those who lived through 9/11, it's a day that will never be forgotten. Darcy King Oblenis teaches U.S. history and government at Clay.
It is a hinge of history. And you do remember where you were, what you were doing, how you felt, and how you were forced to process. And so it is innocence lost, and it's stunning, and it was an emotional impact.
And early on after 9/11, students had those feelings and memories as well. For today's high schoolers, they don't remember 9/11, but they live every day with the impact of it. They've never been through an airport without people taking off their shoes. They don't remember a time when America wasn't at war. They don't have the same expectation of privacy that older generations do. And some of them don't know what happened on September 11, 2001 at all. Janae Hartman is a social studies teacher at Clay.
Since I have the freshmen, my job is to introduce the topic. These kids were not born. So they, unless they've been introduced to it early on, they don't know the details of 9/11.
Hartman starts out with what the United States was like before that bright Tuesday morning.
We had fallen into this complacent comfort zone of no one attacks the United States, and how when something like that happens, how we have to shift our societal norms and go forward with those kinds of changes.
Then the students learn what happened that day and what has happened since, the societal changes that impact everyday life in America 18 years later. King Oblenis builds on that. She says she tries to get the kids to connect with the event. She has them interview an adult that remembers 9/11. Then the students have to write about an experience in their life that impacted them.
The confusion, the astonishment, the fear, the anger, and try to capture that in their own personal life. When in their life did they experience something that changed maybe the trajectory of their life?
Wendy Harmon teaches social studies at Clay High School. She says in her classes she tries to use 9/11 as a teaching moment for what it means to be American.
Trying to connect them with those feelings of what do we want as a nation? What do we want as a country? Who are we as Americans? So I kind of take some of the small snippets of things and then kind of relate it to current events and how it might relate to them now.
The teachers' goals are to use history to help the kids understand the impact the past has on the present and on the future. King Oblenis.
My history kids can hopefully connect emotionally. My government kids, an emotional connection, but maybe a real life connection of issues that are facing us today.
One day, it will fall on this generation of students to pass on the history and lessons of September 11th to those even further removed from the events of that bright autumn day 18 years ago. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Weingart.